USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world.
President Biden throwing some shade at unvaccinated Americans during an event in Virginia. Biden saying, if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were. This as the CDC is updating its mask guidance, recommending those who are vaccinated wear masks indoors in areas where there are high levels of infection. On a media call, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this will help prevent the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant.
This moment, and most importantly, the associated illness, suffering, and death could have been avoided with higher vaccination coverage in this country.
A down day on Wall Street, the Dow falling 85 points to close at 3558. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
American gymnast Simone Biles is citing mental health concerns as the reason for withdrawing from the gymnastics team finals at the Olympics.
They were like crying. I was like, you guys need to relax. You're going to be fine without me. Go out there, you kick some butt just like you've done in training, and just lay it out on the floor and see what happens.
After Biles withdrew from the team finals, the USA Gymnastics Twitter account tweeted she bowed out because of a medical issue. A Hong Kong protester is convicted in the first trial under a new tough security law.
Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A trio of Texas Democrats who left the state in protest of a proposed voting law will be testifying before Congress. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has called the hearing on Thursday. The Texas legislation would roll back some of the expansions made to voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News the stuff you're hearing out of the administration is not accurate when it comes to the new Texas voting reforms.
Anybody who says this is a Jim Crow law, they don't either know Jim Crow laws or they don't know what's going on in the state of Texas. And in fact, Texas passed a voter ID law a few years ago, and they said the same thing. Oh, this is a voter suppression. It will deny people of color the ability to vote. It's easier today than it's ever been for people of color, for all Texans, to be able to cast a vote. And so these aspersions that have been cast by the President of the United States are completely reprehensible. It shows the American people that the President of the United States is willing to lie about what's going on to try to get his way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. 55-year-old Marlo Spaeth had worked at Walmart for nearly two decades and enjoyed her job immensely. Spaeth, who has Down syndrome, struggled to adjust to a change that Walmart made in her work schedule. When she requested an adjustment, the retail giant fired her. After a six-year legal battle, Walmart was ordered to pay Spaeth $300,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.